We have a wonderful night sky from the southern hemisphere. Actually, we're very lucky because the center of the Milky Way is in the southern half of the sky. So from Tasmania, where I live, the Milky Way is really high. The center of the Milky Way is really high in the evenings in our winter and spring. Getting out there with a pair of binoculars is just wonderful because we see so many beautiful star clusters and clouds of gas called nebulae. And of course, the Southern Cross is a big feature of our southern sky. But from where I live, one of the very special features is the Aurora Australis. Of course, there is the Aurora Borealis in the northern hemisphere, but it's exactly the same thing in the southern hemisphere. And even though my latitude is only 41 degrees south, I'm far enough south to occasionally get wonderful views of the coloured lights, mostly green and red at the top. And of course, these are caused by particles coming towards us and reaching the Earth from the sun. So we do see some lovely views of the aurora, but not every night, just every few weeks or every few months. But being in the southern hemisphere, the constellations are all up the other way, and of course so is the moon. And we often get asked about that from by people from Japan or the United Kingdom or America. They want to know why the moon is upside down especially. And so for them, the southern sky looks really quite different to the way it looks from up there in the northern hemisphere. We have a lot of visitors at my planetarium who are fascinated with their view of the sky. And of course, as with the northern hemisphere, it's good to get out into the country for that very best view of the Milky Way, which is really a lovely sight.